This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. The leader of the world's biggest democracy says he will step down. India's Prime Minister Manmohan Singh has been in power for a decade. He will leave after elections this spring. India's growth had been soaring, but has stumbled these past few years as the country wrestled with corruption scandals and inflation. Still, Manmohan Singh's time in office shaped much of the current Indian economy. To talk about him, we've turned to the BBC's economics correspondent, Andrew Walker. Thanks so much for joining me.
My pleasure, Lizzie.
Manmohan Singh has really been synonymous with India and the Indian economy for the past decade. How big of a shift is this for the Indian economy when he steps down?
Well, I'd actually put it at two decades, because things really got going when he became finance minister in 1991 at the height of an economic crisis. His initial moves were to start dismantling this very extensive system of government licensing, to start opening India up to international trade a great deal more. All that is done. So really, I think how big a shift this is going to be will really depend on whether his successor is capable of grabbing the reins, as it were, and pushing ahead with the next phase of reforms, which are politically very difficult things to deal with.
I'm thinking about when I was in the country in 2010, India was running at about 9% growth. And when we look at the third quarter of 2013, it's about 4.8% growth. That's a huge difference. Are these problems with the economy due to government mismanagement, or did the boom in the Indian economy just disguise those issues?
Well, there's an element of bad luck, I suppose. India has been affected by some of the international financial market turmoil that's been going on. But there certainly is a certain self-inflicted element to this. It does have problems, creaking old infrastructure, so roads, other transport networks, telecommunications, power supply, all that stuff really badly needs to be updated. And corruption is certainly a real problem in India. And that does impose a significant barrier to investment decisions, both by domestic businesses and by foreign investors as well.
In the past few days, Manmohan Singh has been on his Twitter account, tweeting out charts about growth in the economy under his management and different things, sort of polishing up his own legacy. When you look at the legacy of the Indian economy under his management, how do you think history will see it?
I think history will see Manmohan Singh as being the one who started the transformation, taking India away from this heavily government-dominated economy to a market-oriented system that has grown strongly and is capable of doing so for a lot longer under the right kind of leadership.
Andrew Walker from the BBC, thank you so much.
My pleasure, Lizzie.